Our partner, the BBC, has gotten its hands on a secret NATO report about the state of the Taliban. It shows Pakistan's security services directly assisting the Taliban in Afghanistan. And according to this report, Pakistan security officers know where senior Taliban leaders are hiding. Joining us now, Bilal Sawari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. What else is included in this report, Bilal?
Well, the report says that Pakistan knows where senior Taliban leaders are, that Pakistan's spy agency and security services are manipulating the Taliban leaders and field commanders, and that they're getting significant help and assistance from the ISI, Pakistan's spy agency, the Inter-Services Intelligence.
And does the report show how they know these things or name people within the Pakistan's security services?
Well, the report is based on 27,000 interrogation conducted by interviewing around 4,000 Taliban officials, Al-Qaeda fighters, commanders. It's worth mentioning that a lot of those who are interviewed are senior members of the Taliban's military and leadership, political and financial. There are also interviews of commanders from the Haqqani network. There's a very interesting quote from Abu Ikhlas al-Misri, an Egyptian Taliban Al-Qaeda commander in the east of the country in Kunar, and he says, look, I couldn't even look at the tree without Pakistan knowing Taliban or not Islam, Taliban or Islamabad.
We're speaking with Bilal Sawari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. The report also claims that Afghan security forces have been selling their weapons to Taliban fighters. Is that correct?
The report does say that. However, I have been speaking to several Afghan officials. They say, look, the Taliban infiltration of Afghan security institutions do exist. There have been cases where Afghan police have sold their bullets, their weapons, in some parts of the provinces in the country's south and east. But Afghan officials say that there's no systematic collaboration between the Afghan National Security Forces and the Taliban and various other insurgent groups.
Predictably, Pakistan's reaction is to dismiss this report. Here's a spokesman for the Pakistani Foreign Ministry, Abdul Basit, speaking to the BBC.
The talk of links between the Taliban and our intelligence agencies, this is all frivolous.
So how does the Pakistani government explain what's in this report then?
Well, Pakistan has always maintained for the last 10 years that it has nothing to do with the Taliban leadership. It has rejected many of the accusations leveled at it by Kabul, Washington, and NATO. But it is embarrassing indeed for Pakistan, the fact that it was a secret report by NATO. I mean, it does say quite a lot, the fact that they've interviewed senior members of the insurgency as well as some fighters from Al-Qaeda, all saying that Pakistan is helping them, all saying that Pakistan knows where Taliban leaders are. And there's also a feeling among some in the Taliban that they're trapped by ISI, that they simply couldn't talk to the Afghan government without the agreement of the Taliban, of the ISI.
Bilal Sawari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, talking about a secret NATO report that was leaked to the BBC. Thank you so much, Bilal.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.